بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما إلى يوم الدين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. And the salah and salam be upon our Prophet Muhammad, his noble and his pure family, and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. The explanation of the book of Tawheed from Sahih al-Bukhari is going to be based upon that explanation which our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala started on the 3rd of Muharram 1414 after Hijrah, and which he finished on the 10th of Safar the same year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him and have his mercy upon him. This book, the compiler, al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, ended up his compilation with it. In the same way he started his compilation with the Book of Revelation. The Book of Revelation, revealing the objective of Tawheed. And that's why he concluded his book with it. And that's why whoever dies and his last testimony is the testimony of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah enters paradise, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam informed. And the term Tawheed is an infinitive from the linguistic aspect, which means to make something one. And Islamically, the Tawheed is not correct except when it comprises two matters: negation and affirmation. Negation alone is denying. Affirmation alone does not prevent association. So there can be no tawheed except with negation and affirmation. And the ways of affirmation and negation are many. Like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Verily, your true God is Allah. And like the saying, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. لَا إِلَهَ is a negation and إِلَّا اللَّهِ is affirmation. There is no true God except Allah, worthy of worship. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُمْ wahid. Verily, your true God is one. And this matter of negation and affirmation can be given an example. If you say, No one at home is standing. This is negation, which means no one is standing, negating the standing for anyone in that home. And if you say زيد قائم في البيت, زيد is standing at home, this is affirmation and does not prevent that there may be others who are standing in that same home. And if you say there is none standing at home except Zayd, then this is negation and affirmation, which comprises that Zayd is standing and there is no one else other than him who is standing. So the example is like this. لا قائم في البيت إلا زيد. There is none standing at home except زيد. This comprises negation and affirmation. So in this case, you are singling زيد alone as the one who is standing. To Allah belongs the most high and most noble parable and example. When you say La ilaha illallah, then you single Allah alone as the true God worthy of worship. Tawheed in the legal sense is to single Allah alone in that which is particular to him, whether that pertains to his names and attributes, or his actions, or in worshipping him. So that which is particular to Allah, then we must single him out in that. And there can be no association whatsoever in that matter. And the ulama, the learned scholars of Islam, rahimahumullah, may Allah's mercy be upon them, classified tawheed into three parts: Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the Tawheed of Lordship; Tawheed al-Asma'i wa-Sifat, the Tawheed of the Names and Attributes; and Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, the Tawheed of Uluhiyyah or Divinity. The latter is also called Tawheed al-Ibadah, the Tawheed of Worship. As to Tawheed al-Rububiyyah or Lordship, it means to single Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creation, in kingdom, and in running of affairs. So we believe therefore that there is no creator except Allah, and that no possessor of the kingdom except Allah. لا مدبر إلا الله. There is none who runs the affairs except Allah. This is the meaning of Tawheed of Lordship or Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. If someone now asks the question, how can we respond concerning the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in the case of those who make pictures, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them on the day of resurrection, أَحْيُ مَا خَلَقْتُمْ, bring life to that which you created. How can we understand this? In light of the fact that there is no creator except Allah. How can we reconcile the following verse in Surah Al-Mu'minun 23:14? قال الله تعالى فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين.